Good afternoon. On the heels of a southerly breeze, temperatures continue to surge across interior New York and New England, despite a fair amount of cloud cover earlier today. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. That, along with the southerly wind, will push temperatures well into the 50s and even near 60, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. High pressure will be in control, both at the surface and aloft, deflecting any storminess well up to our north and west through the Great Lakes and southern Canada. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s once again. Milder air will continue to flow in during the day tomorrow. However, lots of clouds will prevent temperatures from getting as high as today, and most places will stay in the lower to mid-50s. But we'll get some sunshine during the afternoon hours, though. And cloud cover will be dominant during the Saturday and Sunday period as well. However, with breaks of sunshine on Sunday afternoon, highs will be around 60. At any time during the next few days, that milder wind flow could push a couple of passing showers through the region, but it will be mainly dry. A stronger storm will emerge out of the middle of the country late in the weekend and head toward the Great Lakes for early next week. On this track, clouds will increase and thicken on Monday, and there's a good chance of a shot of rain on Monday afternoon and Monday evening, with a couple of heavy bursts or rumbles of thunder not out of the question. High temperatures on Monday ahead of this system will be well up into the 50s to near 60. Increasing sunshine behind this storm on Tuesday, it'll be breezy and just a touch cooler, but not cold, in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny, right around 50 on Wednesday, and another chance for rain showers on Thursday, with highs staying in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, periods of heavy rain will continue across the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, as another in a series of storms moves onshore. In addition to the heavy rain, strong winds and mountain snow are possible across the Cascades, Sierra, and Northern Rockies. Rain and snow will also move to the Intermountain West. Light snow is possible across the Northern Plains into the weekend. Flood watches and warnings remain in effect from Northern California into Oregon and Washington, where runoff from excessive rainfall will cause significant rises on area streams, creeks, and rivers. Mudslides and debris flows are also possible, especially near recently burned areas. Winter storm warnings are out for the Sierras, where 2 to 3 feet of snow may accumulate in the highest terrain and as much as 1 to 2 feet at pass level. Winter weather advisories have been issued for much of the Intermountain West. As the western storm moves on to the plains tomorrow, severe thunderstorms are possible from Kansas, south through Oklahoma, and into north-central Texas. With all of this going on, high temperatures in the east will be unseasonably warm, establishing new records in many locations, especially in the southeastern part of the country. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Amberley, Australia at 11:34 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 9 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high 61 set in 1952, and the record low 8 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny skies today with highs in the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny today, with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today, with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds mixing with some sunshine during the day, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible Sunday. Still some breaks of sun possible near 60. Increasing clouds, breezy, warm on Monday with rain likely moving in during the afternoon. Perhaps some heavy rain toward evening, upper 50s to around 60. Increasing sun, breezy, a bit cooler Tuesday, lower 50s. More sunshine near 50 Wednesday, and another chance of showers Thursday of next week with highs in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.